Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Parking in big cities, even those the size of Charleston or Columbia, can be challenging at times. Our next guest company saw that challenge as a business opportunity and has developed a solution that connects drivers with underutilized parking spaces. Rocky Vitale is co-founder and chief operating officer at Ha Parking. He joins us by phone now from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Rocky, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Give us a brief history and overview of your company and tell us a little bit more about that name.
Sure. So let's start with the name. It actually stands for How About Here. The whole premise behind the name kind of came from driving around, always looking for that parking space, circling the block. And then finally, when you end up at your space, you say, well, how about here? The idea actually came to my brother, who's co-founder, Victor Vitale, and CEO. And he called me one day and said, hey, Rocky, why don't you come downtown? So he brought me to a spot right on King Street where he thought of the idea. And he said, what do you see? Take a look around. He went to point out all the empty parking space, yet there were cars circling around the block. He thought to capitalize on the opportunity of offering those spaces to rent for drivers in need of parking.
And so these are parking spaces that are not actually designated as public parking, and that's why people are driving around them?
Yes. Yeah. So we decided to open up what we call the private parking marketplace, where people have the opportunity to list their driveway, their garage, their front yard. You know, sometimes, Mike, I'm sure you've been at a college football game and you've seen people outside with cardboard signs that say you can park here for $20 or $10. So all that we've done is we've digitized that process.
Sort of the Airbnb of parking spaces.
Yeah, it started off as that. But to be honest, it's evolved and transformed into a little bit of the Airbnb for parking and the Uber for parking, because the Airbnb for parking is the side of the space owner that's renting their space to the driver. But the driver just really wants to open up the app, press a button, and have directions tell them where they can go park. So there's two sides to this coin, and we're addressing the market for both of them.
And so where are your markets right now? Where is this technology in use?
We are currently in Charleston, South Carolina, but we actually were announced by a program called AccelaCity and Leading Cities, which is basically just this global company who sources smart parking technology and connects them with cities that need help with parking. So we actually were a finalist among 500 companies across 17 countries. What that means is we have been contacted by Boston. We've also been contacted by Atlanta, Greenville, Asheville. So we're looking at the Southeast and the Northeast right now.
I can see how you could build this in Charleston because you're there. You drive around, you look at maybe, I guess, tax records, find out who the property owners are, reach out to them. How do you do this in other cities where you are not?
Well, that's the beauty of software, is it's very scalable. The same way that Airbnb and Uber scaled quickly, we have that same opportunity because we allow you to open up the app and quickly list your space. You just tell us what type of space it is. Is it a driveway? Is it a parking lot? Is it unpaved? Is it a garage? And then with the advanced technology available to us today, we're actually able to allow people to get in and out of access garages using specific type of technology, either barcode systems or RFID, a radio frequency identifier, basically how you get key carded in and out of your apartment building or into like a fitness center or something. You know, Charleston has a very historic downtown area, and they don't want to build more parking garages and kiosks and have more meters that kind of disrupt that beautiful historic charm. So that's why digitizing parking allows for the preservation of historic aesthetics and whatnot.
Did you already have a tech team ready to build this?
Ironically, Victor and I moved to Charleston 8 years ago, and we rented a garage to store our stuff before we moved into an apartment. The person that we contacted, his name was Jet Black, and we didn't know that he was a computer science major. So we reached back out once we had this idea. He said, guys, I love it. I want to be involved. And ever since then, Jet has been our CTO, and he's been leading the development team, to bring this idea to life.
Well, Rocky, it's a very interesting story. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Rocky Vitale is co-founder and COO of Ha Parking. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.